Well, Falcons have a chance to, what, three-game winning streak for the first time since 2019.
And that was one, that was kind of, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that was somewhat meaningless
four, my
one.
Bad, four, my bad, four, 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 yep, foe.
That was a meaningless one at the end of the season.
Yep.
And this one, I mean, you know, if you don't take care of business throughout the rest of the season, people will say it was meaningless as well. But, dude, it's been fun. It's been very cardiac kid-like until last week.
Yeah. Finally, a relaxing, more leisurely victory for the Falcons, certainly. But, man, more importantly, though, the demise of the Saints. Who was that pundit this week that says?
Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah, New Orleans, the best team in the NFC South.
Yeah, once they get through the injuries, they're going to come back and prove that. No, I think they're a Super Bowl-type team, and I'm like, I hate to break it to you, but it's getting worse for them.
Well, you know what's funny about that is I actually respect him for throwing that opinion out. I completely disagree with it. I think he's lost his freaking mind, but nonetheless, at least he's throwing it out there and like
you respect people that announce to the world that they're idiots. Is that what you're saying?
I respect people that announce to the world and speak their truth. Because I think you and I can both, all three of us can both confirm that some people think we're idiots for what we say too.
You know, I've always hated that phrase, my truth. There's only one truth. that's an opinion.
This goes back to when you're telling a story. There's three versions, right? It's your version, my version, and the actual truth. I just think that his version is that the Saints are one of the best teams in the NFC South when healthy. My question to him would be, when are they going to be healthy?
Well,
because there's so many injuries at this point, you can't even count.
I think honestly, Tampa Bay, you could probably say.
I think Tampa Bay is right now, as currently constituted.
Is when healthy,
yep.
On paper, I would put them over New Orleans all day long. I think they have a better quarterback. I think they have better receivers.
To your point, he said Tampa and New Orleans are the best teams in the division.
But he said overall he went with New Orleans.
I don't think so.
I think he just said
Tampa and New Orleans are the best teams in the division.
My understanding was he just said
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah. We'll
have to run it back. Because I remember thinking the same thing you did, and I go, okay, well, he covered his butt by saying Tampa too.
But I also think on paper we look pretty damn good healthy.
Yeah, I agree. Can we talk about that for a minute? Because we talk so much about guys playing in preseason and keeping guys healthy. And you have to give Raheem credit right now. Whatever he's doing, knock on wood, seems to be working because we have had some good luck in that department.
Well, but we've never been healthy. We haven't been healthy all year because we started the season with
anybody.
I was good. That was my next question. Nobody's healthy.
You started this. You literally came into week one with Nate Landman being questionable for game one.
Right.
And he played through some injury and not the entire game. And then he was out. And last week was the first week you had him. And then you had Troy Anderson down for the last 2 weeks. So to me, the moment you get if you can get Nate Landman and Troy Anderson on the field at the same time with Caden Ellis, I think then it unlocks some of the things you want to do in the pass rush attack with Caden Ellis.
I completely agree. But here's what I'll say. I mean, we go into Pittsburgh week one. They had just lost their center for the year. They had just they lost a couple people. Like we've had some luck in that department. And I'm trying to give credit to Raheem Morris and company because I think that is something that they've been doing. I mean, I'm looking at the injury report the last couple of days. Bijan doesn't really, he's not a full participant in practice, and he needs some rest.
But when guys get banged up, it's important, right? How
100%.
Important is as a coach to take it when if a guy's not feeling 100% or maybe even you know that the guy was a little taxed at the end of the game, say, we're going to give you Thursday off or Wednesday off.
It not only is it important, but I think it speaks to what they see in Bijan and his work ethic. Because I think if you know that a guy is not going to give you 110 when they're actually practicing, it becomes harder to give them a day off, right? Because you're like, yeah, you know, if you're only going to give me 75% on days you are suited up, then I'm not going to give you the day before that off because I know you need that work. But I think they think Bijan works hard enough, and obviously Raheem sees something. He's comfortable saying, hey, let's take this one down.
I think you can see that in the way he blocks.
Oh,
he takes a lot of pride in blocking.
Don't even get me started, man. Don't even get me started in here. Him and Drake London both, I cannot tell you how impressed I have been with both of them blocking. It has been unbelievable. Some guys tend to opt out a little bit. Some guys make business decisions. Those two guys right there, those are like extra offensive linemen. It's beautiful.
All right, come back. More on the Falcons. Seattle, of course, all banged up in spite of their mini-bye. Falcons looking for their first four-game winning streak since 2019.